If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're wasting your time spending your precious energy in all the wrong places. If you want to feel at peace going to sleep each night, knowing not a minute of your day was wasted, then listen up. You need to live by the Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule. It states that roughly 80% of the effects in your life come from 20% of the causes. What does that mean? Relationships. Who are the few people that have the most positive impact on your life? Spend more time with them. Priorities. What are the few actions that have the most positive impact on your day? Prioritize them. Learning. What are the few information sources you learn the most from? Focus on them. Stress. What are the few sources that cause most of the stress and friction in your life? Eliminate them.
Biggest single problem in human life is setting priorities, determining what is relevant and what is irrelevant. And in setting priorities, an Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto in 1895 came up with a principle which is called the Pareto Principle. It says that 80% of the value of what you do will be contained in 20% of the things that you do. Now, the difference between highly effective people, as Vilfredo Pareto said, was that highly effective people work on the vital few versus the trivial many. I'm convinced that if all you did was organize your life and only work on the most valuable use of your time, that alone would be enough to make you an effective, efficient person. That alone would be enough to increase your productivity, your performance, your profitability, your rewards by 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50%. So always before you begin, ask yourself, is this the most important thing I could be doing? Is this my top priority task? Does this give me the highest payoff? Is this the most valuable use of my time?
The Pareto Principle is an old adage that basically says that 80% of your results will come from 20% of your effort. It was first coined by an Italian philosopher named Pareto, who noticed that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the people. Now, this applies to business, and you hear this often. What people don't understand about this is you still got to do 100% of the work. You just don't know which of that 20% is going to be the critical part. And that's, as you scale and as you get bigger, that's the magic. You got to do 100% of the effort, but you got to figure out which 20% is going to yield you the greatest results.
The Pareto Principle. You see, the Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, states that 80% of any given output derives from 20% of the input. So in other words, 20% of your clients will make up 80% of your revenue. And the craziest part is that this rule extends far beyond just business. It's pretty much a law of nature. For example, 20% of food causes 80% of weight gain. So regardless of how you frame it, the 80-20 rule allows you to figure out how to work smarter, not harder.
It is that a very tiny percentage of people produce almost all the output. It's called a Pareto distribution, P-A-R-E-T-O. If you look at the number of people who are in a given domain, who are producing in a given domain, the square root of the people produce half the product. So that means if you have 10 employees, three of them do half the work. But if you have 10,000 employees, 100 of them do half the work. Right, it's a very, very vicious statistic. 1% of the people in the general population have the overwhelming amount of money, and 1/10 of that 1% has almost all of that, right? So I think it's like the richest 100 people in the world have as much money as the bottom 2.5 billion.
So you've heard of the 80-20 rule, but you've been using it wrong. Here's how to apply it in every area of your life in 30 seconds. Health is 80% eating and 20% exercising. Wealth is 80% habits, 20% math. Achieving is 80% doing, 20% strategizing. Talking is 80% listening and 20% speaking. Improving is 80% persistence, 20% ideas. Learning is 80% applying and 20% reading. Relationships are 80% giving and 20% receiving. Healing is 80% acceptance and 20% growth. Growth is 80% patience, 20% effort. Confidence is 80% action and 20% self-belief. And happiness is 80% purpose and 20% fun. Prioritize the 80 and the rest will fall into place.
Think about 10 items that you've got on your to-do list. Of those 10, 8 of them probably don't make any difference at all to your work or your life. This is the idea behind the Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, which is the idea that 20% of the inputs drive 80% of the outputs. In other words, there is only ever a small number of things that really moves the needle in whatever you're trying to do in your work or your relationships or your life. And so one way of being more productive without actually doing more work is to figure out what is the 80-20, what is the small 20% of actions that actually drives 80% of the results. And for most things, if you could get 80% of the result with a fifth of the work, then that's actually a reasonable place to leave things. But for the very few things that truly matter, you can decide if you want to put in the extra 5 times amount of work to go from 80% to 100%. But for the most part, and with most things, we can be satisfied with 80% done.
Is how I'm spending my time consistent with my major goals, my top priorities, my high payoff tasks? And you'll find that it's not. And you'll also find that you feel frustrated and you feel stressed if you are not working your time on the things that you're supposed to do. So keep measuring your time, logging your time, analyzing your time. How am I spending my time? Am I spending my time on the things that are important to me? Am I spending my time on the things that give me a big payoff? And if you're not, keep adjusting and modifying your schedule. A very interesting point with regard to the time log is that self-discipline is critical. You've got to discipline yourself and you've got to measure and analyze your time every single day or you slip off it again.
You can work smarter, not harder, but you have to work hard in order to work smarter. When you start, you don't have leverage, and so you need to make up for that with effort. People overthink a lot. They think that they're being productive by thinking more about the business they want to start rather than just starting it. In the beginning, you need to think a lot less and do a lot more. And the more advanced you are, the more you need to think and less you need to do. It just flips over time.
Wake up, take a piece of paper, and write down 3 things, not 5, not 10, not 20. Write down 3 things you have to accomplish today, no matter what. Today, not tomorrow. Do not go to sleep until these 3 things are done. So what I used to do is wake up every day, forget all the noise and distraction, and write down those 3 things. Not necessarily tackle them, but my day did not end till those 3 things are done. Constant forward momentum.
No human will ever get more than 24 hours per day. Everything that you spend your time on that is not you pursuing your goal, you are determining is more important than your goal. If you look at what you did every single one of these hours, and then you actually surface it and say, you know what? Watching Netflix, doom scrolling TikTok and Instagram, that is what's actually more important to you. Is it really a sacrifice to give that up for what you want?
Don't get caught up in the trivial aspects of life. I found that my life got bigger when I stopped caring what other people thought about me. You will find yours will too. Stay focused on what really matters.
You have to ask yourself in every moment, in every instance, every inquiry, every opportunity, every thought, Marcus Aurelius says, you have to ask yourself, is this essential? Because most of what we do and say isn't essential. It's unnecessary, it's superfluous, it's silly, it's ridiculous, it's superficial. It's not something we need to do, and you have to eliminate it. When you eliminate the inessential, you get the double benefit of doing essential things better. Do less to do more, do less better. And when we eliminate these things, when we say no to things, when we pare things out, it doesn't feel like much in and of itself because it isn't, but it adds up in a big way. It makes us leaner, it makes us more efficient. It gives us the double benefit of doing the things we are going to do that much better.
Prioritization is the antidote to procrastination. Nobody that has correct prioritization is sitting around high on their mom's couch, broke and high, dreaming about what they want. They're actually doing it because they are prioritizing what's important to them.
Now here's the great discovery, and this again is life-changing. I call it the law of three. The law of three says that no matter how many things you do, how many tasks you do in a week or a month, and it's usually 20 or 30, 3 of those tasks account for 90% of your value. Only 3. You make a list of all of your tasks, and I do this with the 3 magic questions. Magic question number 1. If you could only do one thing on this list, one task on this list, all day long, which one task would have the greatest positive impact on your career? Then you say, if you could only do 2 things all day long, which would be number 2? And you put a circle around that. If you could only do 3 things all day long, which would be number 3? Put a circle around that. And suddenly it's almost like all these other tasks fade. So here's the rule for doubling your income and doubling it again and doubling it again. Do fewer things, but do more important things and do them more often and get better at them.
Prioritize your priorities. You know, we make excuses for all the things that we don't have time for. I don't have time for that. I don't have money for that. Your sports team, your politics, the drama and the gossip that you like to like to stir up and get all worked up about. Did you hear what so-and-so said and did and cheated on and that shit? You got to just say with all that stuff and prioritize your fitness, prioritize your health, prioritize becoming vice-free, prioritize your family. Guys, this is how you develop a man that when you look in the mirror that you're proud of.
In 100 years time, what you do won't really matter. You won't matter in the sense that you're not going to be around. Now, of course, there are going to be people that are going to remember you, especially your family and friends. But the main point I'm trying to get to is that in 100 years time, that's it, your life is done. So what's important is what is happening right now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you making decisions that are getting you to the life that you actually want? Because if you're not, you need to really take that step forward, because in 100 years time, you're not here. You want to make sure that what you're doing truly matters to you. You make sure that things in your life bring you happiness, purpose, and fulfillment. You're not causing harm to others. You're trying to do things that help others in any way that you can without feeling like a people pleaser, but make sure that what you're doing truly matters to you.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
There's this line that I heard David Goggins say, but he just said, "I'm David Goggins, bitch." I remember him saying it, and I thought to myself, you want to be able to say that in the mirror to yourself and not laugh at yourself. And the only way that I can do that is know that when no one's watching, I work harder than when they're watching. No one's watching, which means now you have to work, because otherwise you're full of shit.
Stop spending 100% of your time on your business. If you are a business owner and you're operating with 100% of your effort in all areas, you're doing it wrong. You're actually leaving money on the table. So there's something called the Pareto Principle, and it's named after economist Vilfredo Pareto, and yes, that is his real name. 20% of your efforts produce 80% of your results. That's what the Pareto Principle has found. So here's what I want you to do. Take an audit of everything you're spending your time on. Figure out what are the 20% most impactful activities that you're doing, and then buy back the rest of your time, either through automation or through delegation. That is how the most successful entrepreneurs operate. They spend most of their time on the 20% of business activities that produce most of the results, and then buy back their time with everything else. So the biggest lesson here is figure out what that 20% is. That's your challenge.
What's the purpose of your life? Like, why are you doing what you're doing today? Because after everything's said and done, the opinions of other people, the opinions of the people on the internet, the opinions of your parents, the opinions of anybody around you, your accolades, your success, the medals that you've earned, the plaques, none of it matters. None of it matters. What matters is when you look at yourself in the mirror, right? What do you see? When you're lying on your deathbed and you're literally by yourself, you and you, what's the conversation that you're having about the life that you lived? Like, was it dope? Was it proper? Well done? Or nah, you f***ed up, man. I don't want to live that life. I want to end, and I don't know what that looks like. Does that mean I'm a billionaire? No, that doesn't mean I'm a billionaire. That means I'm a man that lives with purpose. And the problem isn't that people are rich or not rich, is that people don't know why they're awake. They don't know why they're alive. And when you find that purpose and you start moving in that direction, life becomes extremely fun.
So a lot of people talk about this idea of working smarter, not harder, but not many people actually know how to implement this concept. So I'm going to teach you in this video how to stop spreading yourself too thin, overcomplicating what doesn't really need to be complicated, how to really simplify life. And we can do so by understanding what this principle is called, the 80-20 rule, or the Pareto's principle. Some of you have heard this, but just to give it a brief summary, we'll get into how we can apply it. But really, it's about looking at 20% of our inputs that will ultimately create 80% of our outputs or results or outcomes, right? Showing us that it's actually a marginal amount of input that creates the maximum amount of output. versus trying to do so much at once. If we can really lock in on this 20%, we can really see us get a lot further, a lot faster, and be more effective towards whatever goal, skill, or pursuit that we're looking to go down or achieve. So I want you all to look at your life and be like, okay, what is it that I really want? Start with your desire, start with a goal, start with a skill, whatever it is you're trying to develop. And what we must look at is, okay, what is the one kick here that we can practice 10,000 times? And I'm kind of referring to this Bruce Lee quote where he says, I fear not the man who practices 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who practiced the one kick 10,000 times. Being that you will be more effective when you really focus on that one goal, that one mission, and get really good at it, but ultimately becoming repetitive in your effort on marginal tasks. What are the two things every single day, maybe three, that you can, like, that are working towards your goal that you believe will bring the most output out of your specific skill, pursuit, etc.? It's about finding what are the inputs, like, where should I put my focus on the most to get the most out of this? You can really start following this idea of, like, less is more, which is kind of aligned with this Pareto's principle, doing less and getting more.
So it's ridiculously easy to be discontent in life. You see where everybody else is going, what they're doing, who they're with, what they have, what they're wearing, and you feel like your life sucks. Here's a little thought for you. You may have heard of the Pareto principle, 80-20. 20% of the people do 80% of the work or whatever. Here's what I've noticed is a lot of people have 80% of what they want. They're pretty blessed, but often they'll surrender the 80% or they'll trade the 80% looking for the missing 20, and then they wake up and all they have is the 20. Hey, I'd encourage you, look at what you have. Be grateful for where you are. Be thankful for who you're with. You will find blessings if you look for them.
You've probably heard of the 80-20 rule, which is also called the Pareto principle, which is like 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your customers, or 80% of your results comes from 20% of your activities. And I believe in that rule, but there's two other rules that people don't talk about that I think are even more powerful. The first one, and we made these terms up, but the first one is the 0-0 rule, which is, what do you not need to do at all? You don't need to do it 20% as well, or 100%, or 80%. You just should not do it at all. What's on that list is actually incredibly important. The opposite of that is what we call the 100-100 rule. And this is like, okay, there's this priority this week, this month, this quarter, this year, whatever, where we have to win. Like, there is, failure isn't not an option. And this for us, a great example. One time we had, back in 2008, we had one meeting for 1 hour that was basically gonna give us $150 million license from the government, or we're gonna get zero. And it was a 1 hour meeting, and we're probably gonna be out of business if we didn't get it. What's the amount of time you would prepare for that 1 hour meeting? And the answer is there's no upper bound to that number. You're gonna overinvest, but you're gonna guarantee that you're gonna get that outcome. And I think a good leader can define what those are, and you can't do that all the time. You'll burn your team out. And by the way, most things aren't that. But every now and then you have to decide, this is on that list, and we're gonna put all the time, all the energy, all the resources, and, you know, we're gonna make it happen. We probably had, you know, 20 or so of those over the course of building my company.
Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin. Practice what top people practice, which is what is called idealization. You project forward several years, and you imagine that your life is perfect in every way. Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the friends and all the contacts and all the education, all the experience, and that you could be or have or do anything you want in life. If you could, what would it be? If your life were perfect in 5 years, what would it look like? How much would you be earning? How much would you be worth? What kind of a family life would you have? What kind of health would you have? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life be like if you could wave a magic wand and make it perfect in every way? Now, what we have found is this is the starting point of great riches, and it's the starting point of great success in life, is for you to have a dream or a vision of a wonderful future.
Maybe you guys have heard of Pareto, the Pareto principle, or maybe not. The Pareto principle essentially states that 80% of your results are derived by 20% of your actions. So for example, if you want to make money from copywriting, the things you should spend the most amount of time in is going to be mostly outreach and practicing copywriting. That's it. But instead, people spend all this time on watching all of these videos and doing all this copy review and reading a whole bunch of copy and looking for other copy and just doing a whole bunch of stuff that they know is not actually advantageous to them. Sure, it might help them and be somewhat constructive. It's probably more constructive than watching Netflix, but it's not what they should spend the majority of their time on, especially if they haven't done the needle-moving activities first.
When I look at people's lives and I say, what makes people successful? I love, you know, wickedly smart people. I love intelligence. But you and I both know there are a lot of very smart people that can't find their way out of a paper bag, right?
True.
What I found is, in my own experience, is the number one ingredient is hunger. If somebody's got a hunger that doesn't go away, not a hunger to lose some weight for the summer, I'm talking about a hunger to be more, to do more, to create more, to become something, to give something that matters, that kind of hunger that doesn't go away. That's what you see in, like, well, yeah, I'm sure you know Richard Branson. He's a good friend, you know. Richard is 74 years old, and he has the same hunger as he did when he was 16, starting Virgin in a crypt. You know what I mean? That's there. Anybody who has that component that's alive in them is going to succeed. And hunger, though, usually comes from not having things so well.
80% of sales is belief. I don't care what anyone says. Why in the hell would you ever think anything in your head that doesn't support you and help you elevate your life? When someone used to pull up on the lot, I was always thinking that person can buy, came to buy, and will buy as long as I do my job. That is it. I was so sure of it that I outsold everybody in the company. My secret was the power and belief. You must form an unbreakable, unshakable freaking belief. Everybody can buy, came to buy, and will buy as long as I do my job. That is it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.